EAA AirVenture 2008 in review from the perspective of a vendor. I'm Paul Plack, and this is AeroNews. Welcome into this special feature, and thanks for downloading us. Today, we're going to bring you a perspective on AirVenture you don't often hear, through the eyes of an exhibitor. Here's ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell.
We're speaking to Meg Waterman of Aloft Technologies. If you're not familiar right offhand with Aloft Technologies, you should be, because it's the headset that, well, isn't all there. So light, so small, all those things, and quite frankly, a big favorite here for those of us who've had to use the head clamps in the past and so forth. But the reason we're talking to Meg this time around is kind of getting an overview of what Oshkosh was like this year from a business standpoint, what it's like to do business in that environment, and just how the aviation industry feels based on the folks that they dealt with at Oshkosh. Meg, welcome to AeroNews.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. Glad to be here.
Meg, tell me a little bit first about Aloft Technologies.
Well, we are the makers of the Clarity Aloft and the Clarity Aloft Pro aviation headsets, two models that essentially do the exact same thing. They are the lightest, quietest stuff out there. Just a joy to fly with, none of the normal, like you say, head clamps. So we've got a very, very ergonomic, comfortable design, but we've also got some of the most robust hearing protection on the market.
Well, that's a pretty good thing to bring to a place like Oshkosh, and there's no question that it's going to get a little bit of attention.
Yeah, we've definitely gotten some heads turning in the aisles there.
Talk a little bit about the dynamic of working a trade show of the magnitude of Oshkosh.
Yeah, you know, we really consider Oshkosh to be like our Christmas. It's hands down the largest show we go to. We've kind of whittled our show schedule down to four that we do every year, but Oshkosh is definitely the 60-ton gorilla that we love going to.
What's it like? What kind of production is it for you to move heart and home, so to speak, to a place like Oshkosh, Wisconsin, take up residence for a little bit over a week, and sell your wares?
You know, it's quite an experience. You know, we don't have quite the you know, presence that that some do. We've got a fairly modest 10-foot by 20-foot booth, but that takes a lot of construction to put up over, you know, a weekend getting ready for the show and then tearing down at the end. Other than that, we just bring as many people as we can rope in to talk to people, share their experiences with the headsets, and it ends up being a really fun show, really educational. We make a lot of great contacts with other manufacturers and other industry experts. So it's probably our best show, not just from a sales perspective, but also from a networking perspective. So, you know, we're really keeping up with our friends in the industry.
Well, when we all decided to head for Oshkosh 2008, there was a fair amount of trepidation this year. Fuel prices had gone through the roof. There was a lot of question as to whether people were going to pay the freight, so to speak, to walk, run, fly, drive, whatever, all the way to Oshkosh when it was becoming, you know, so obvious that it was a far more costly proposition than ever before. How concerned were you about this year's season?
You know, we were definitely, you know, curious to see what was going to come of it. Our sales have been up all year long, so a lot of the economic woe has missed us, luckily. And I put that down to our product, but and our customer base. We've got a lot of loyalty out there, but you know, we were like everyone, thinking, well, you know, what is this Oshkosh going to be like? You know, is the attendance going to be down? Stuff like that. Very, very successful show for us. Definitely, you know, way better than years previous. I think we kind of reached the totally unscientific conclusion that while, you know, gas prices, et cetera, are hitting people and they are, you know, having to make more decisions about where they put their flying dollar, I think that people basically said, you know, if there's one place to put it, it's going to be at Oshkosh. It is the biggest air show in the country, and it's worth going to. So if you have to go to just one, that's the one you go to.
What are some of the others that you will be participating in over the next year?
Yeah, we also do, coming up in October, we'll be at the NBAA, the National Business Association show in Orlando. And then the very next month in November, we'll be at the AOPA Expo, which is in San Jose, California this year. And then our fourth show that we do every year, we're just in Lakeland, Florida for Summon Fun.
All righty. Well, those are obviously four pivotal shows.
Yeah.
What were people telling you when they visited the booth? I mean, one of the interesting things about your line of work is that you really do have to talk to people, because one of the first things you do is put a headset on them and tell them to try it out and obviously talk about the product a little bit. But I would imagine there's probably a fair amount of conversing going on about who they are, why they're there, what they're looking forward to, what they're interested in. What was your impression of the kind of person that came to Oshkosh this year?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, we get a great opportunity to talk to, you know, just the widest span of pilots out there. We did definitely notice a lot more international pilots at this year's Oshkosh, and I think, you know, the currency definitely played a factor in that, dollar being slightly down against some other currencies out there. So, you know, a little bit more of a incentive for our international pilots to come and seek us out at Oshkosh. You know, other than that, really some of the same faces, some new faces. Overall, we thought that we were busier on a day-by-day basis since last year, so very successful.
How would you gauge this year's Oshkosh in comparison to previous versions?
We got a lot more traffic through the booth, although I've heard official numbers from EAA that it was a little bit busier than last year. I'm not sure exactly what those figures were.
What were you hearing from some of your fellow vendors?
That they had much the same experience that we did, that they, you know, were concerned about whether or not this was going to be as busy as in previous years, but felt that overall, yeah, it was up.
Okay, I'm going to put you in a kind of a tough position here. You are now Tom Pobrezny for the next 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and what I want you to do is think of what you would do to make a vendor's lot easier for shows like Oshkosh. What would you do if you were in charge to produce not only a better return but a better environment for a vendor?
Interesting. Well, you know, I have to say that they've actually gotten better every year that we've been there. This year there was an air-conditioned space in our hangar so that vendors did have a climate-controlled area to go to, you know, have lunch, meet with clients, kind of, you know, get off your feet for 2 minutes and take a big deep breath. That was a really nice feature that they added this year. The EAA Sport Aviation people do a really nice partner center so that you have a place to go to access the internet, to, you know, grab a nice cold bottle of water. So they've really succeeded in a lot of ways that way. As to what I would do in the future, that's an interesting question. You know, the only thing that I can think of is, make the vendor experience of getting in and out as easy as possible, you know, with vehicles and, all that kind of exciting logistical thing. But even that's not bad. And I think they've really done a really professional job every time that we've been there.
We'll be back with more comments on doing business at Oshkosh with Jim Campbell and Meg Waterman of Aloft Technologies in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Fly wise with the visionary new Piper Jets wide-open six-seat comfort and stellar performance. Single Williams turbofan FJ44 3AP engine. Maximum cruise speed 360 knots true. Range 1,300 nautical miles. Useful load 800 pounds. Maximum operating altitude 35,000 feet. Optional seventh seat or lavatory. The Piper Jet. No compromises. To learn more about the new Piper Jet, log on to Piper.com or call 866-FLY-PIPER.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plagg. Aloft Technologies' Meg Waterman is telling ANN's Jim Campbell what it's like to be a vendor at Oshkosh.
What's the Oshkosh experience like for you? If you're there, what time do you arrive? What happens? How much time do you spend in the booth? What's the environment like?
Oh yeah, well it's basically a 9-to-5 day. So you arrive, half an hour, 45 minutes before, get your booth all ready to go for the day. And then you start meeting people for 8 or so hours and get to see what else is out there over your lunch break. You can go see, you know, what the new planes are, what the old planes are, any products that you want to search out for yourself. And then by the end of the day, you are just ready for some air conditioning and maybe a pool and a beer.
Well, there's a combo for you. I kind of like that one. That sounds great. Unfortunately, on the Aero News side, our days ended about 2 in the morning and started again at 6. So no pool, no beer, no nothing.
I can imagine.
There was some dialogue a couple of years ago about Wisconsin looking for a piece of company's actions who did business in Oshkosh to the tune of a week's worth of sales tax out of your corporate year or some such to that effect. Is that gone by the wayside, or is Wisconsin a little bit easier to deal with now on that issue?
We do pay Wisconsin sales tax for anything that we sell and hand over to customers at the show. I'm not sure if they've had anything beyond, you know, the regular 5% sales tax that they charge that's been proposed. I haven't heard anything about that. But, you know, I have to say that it's a pretty hard sell, you know, Wisconsin in the middle of July as a vacation destination for people. So I think that they're doing pretty well with the crowds that EAA AirVenture brings in.
And finally, how are the crowds at Oshkosh different from, say, your experience at NBAA or AOPA or Lakeland? Is there a unique nature to the Oshkosh crowd?
I really think there is. I think what really changes the tenor of this particular show is its history. Like I say, you know, it would be a hard sell to start a show with you know, from ground zero with just the saying, well, we're going to get some planes into Oshkosh, Wisconsin in July. But the fact that it's been going on for so long with so many huge aviation names and pioneers and fantastic events, that it really has built up a long-term place in the flying public's heart. There is a magic there that is definitely some of the appeal that you don't get with other shows. I love going to every air show that we do, but there is something about Oshkosh that definitely separates it from the rest of the herd.
Let me toss an additional question in that just came to mind. I walk the booths, I walk the displays, I'm around every aspect of aviation at these shows. And while most of the folks out there are doing good business and trying heartily to get attention and such, I also see a lot of folks who don't quite get it, that they've got these amazing products, that they've got great engineering talent, but they couldn't sell to save their lives. What tutelage, what comments, what hints would you give to somebody trying to vend at a place like Oshkosh in how to reach the public, sell your product, and get the best possible experience?
I'd have to say that probably our biggest success in our trade show booth is the fact that we can really develop a relationship and bring people into the booth and have a good conversation with them. And I think that is due to just sort of the physical layout of the booth. We've got a pretty open, inviting space so people can all, you know, circle around a table with their friends and talk with the salespeople, sort of an easy way to pay for their headsets and take them with them. In a lot of places, I just see, you know, a counter, two stools for the people working the booth behind it, and no way for the pilots to come in and really experience the product, get close to it, play with it, test out the features. You know, another good booth at Oshkosh that we're lucky enough to be right sort of kitty corner to is the XM Satellite Weather booth. They also, you know, have a really inviting space where you can come up and you can play with all the demos, and they give you a nice bag. And, you know, just as close as you can get to your customer to talk with them, to have an experience with them around the product, I think that's really the key to having a successful Oshkosh and enjoying it, too.
Outstanding. Well, we do appreciate your time and your relating your experiences at Oshkosh 2008, which was a very positive experience from what we understand from everybody concerned and quite delightfully so.
Well, thanks so much, Jim. I really appreciate it.
And we got to do something here to say thanks for wasting 15 minutes of your time. So let's get the obligatory plug-in for Loft Technologies. How can we find out more about your product line?
Oh, it sounds good. Yeah, if you want to learn more, you can visit us at our website, which is clarityaloft.com, or give us a call. We're always here from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. So you can call us at 612-747-3197.
And just to add my 2 cents, 1, very comfortable, 2, very quiet, and 3, when you're out jinking around in your Glass Air 3 and 4 G's to the outside and occasionally pushing 5 or 6, it's the headset that never comes off. And God bless you for that.
Well, thanks, Jim. We'll keep you flying safely and quietly as long as you want.
Sounds like a plan. Meg, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jim.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.